This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The town, all around the country, all around the world. This is the Direct DJV program, direct from us to you. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. It's Thursday. No, I didn't need it. It's Tuesday. Last I checked, it was Tuesday. Am I right, ladies? Tuesday
all day.
Correct. June.
Yes, there's Jennifer.
Thursday
Horn's
would be nice, though.
Mm-hmm. No, don't wish your life away. You always tell me that when I tell you we're one third of the way through the month of June. Already, don't tell us that.
Turnabout's fair play.
Quickies here. The helicopter that crashed onto the roof. A lot of video. You can see that. Pretty scary stuff. The helicopter crash landed on top of a high-rise, the Equitable Insurance Building in Midtown Manhattan. Yesterday afternoon, no visibility. There was a fire up on the roof. The guy in the helicopter died. And other than that, Victoria, it looks like pretty much a case of bad judgment, and the fact that this one guy can made his mind up he was going up didn't seem to make a whole lot of sense, at least from the ancillary stories that are being told to this point. It just seems to have made no sense whatsoever. But luckily, a lot of worse things could have happened under the circumstance. So you count your lucky stars and thank heaven that nothing else did happen, frankly. The Supreme Court rejected a challenge to a federal regulation of gun silencers. I think the focus on this, did it start with the shooting rampage, those people that were killed in Virginia, remember, a couple, 3 or 4 weeks ago? How long was that? It just seems like a couple of weeks ago that happened.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
It wasn't, yeah. I mean, a lot of people are wondering, I guess I would wonder out and about here, what the need for silencers? Why do people need silencers unless they're up to no good? Right.
Well, a lot of people can make that argument about guns, and I think we have Second Amendment protections. And
for silencers?
Well, I don't know about the silencers, but that's what the Supreme Court was asked to do, was to reclassify what should be protected under the Second Amendment. They chose not to do that. They chose to leave it up to federal law that already allows people to register, or forces people to register when they buy those types of accessories for their guns.
Yeah. Okay. The story of Big Poppy is back. Well, he's back in the news. He's going to be out of it for a while. He's in here in Massachusetts in Mass General. He lost a couple of important organs. Looks like he was having an affair, or at least that's the rumor, with some drug lord's wife or girlfriend, and he put out a hit on her. You see the video, the guy walks right up to him. And why he didn't take another shot, the fact that he's even alive seems to be something that you think about God or whatever the energy is that's around you, and is that why he's still alive? Who knows? But he could have been a lot worse off than he is, frankly, under the circumstances. So, all right, Victoria. No, Jennifer, your turn. What do we have?
Well, I've got to take you to my home state of California, where there is a lot of crazy bills happening. But one that I want to tell you about is Senate Bill 132. This was drafted by State Senator Scott Wiener from San Francisco. And it would allow prison inmates to decide their own sex, how they want to be addressed, Mr., Miss, Mrs., Miss. And it would also require California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation officers to refer to them by that chosen sex. Okay, sounds like kind of the sign of the times, until you get to the next piece of the bill, which says they would also allow them to be housed with other inmates of the same sex. Senate Bill 132 has the support of the ACLU, other lesbian and gay rights groups, but I have a real problem with it because we choose a pronoun. Okay, if that's where we are, we're choosing pronouns. Fine. But when you are a man and you say, well, you know what, I identify as a woman today, then you get put into the general population of a women's prison. That I take issue with. In protecting the rights of LGBTQ, what about the rights of women in prison who maybe don't want to be jailed next to some man who has all of the biological parts of a man and under California law could be protected prescribed all sorts of things like Viagra or all sorts of drugs that he might ask for. I don't know. I take real issue with this, and it seems to be getting a lot of conversation going in our
state. You can get Viagra in a woman's prison?
You can get it. You can get a prescription for it in prison, yes.
That seems...
But in a woman's prison.
Well, it doesn't matter because
prison is prison.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Why would anyone need a prescription for that? I'm just asking, though. Like,
if it's part of what they were using
my
before.
Right.
Yep. They also right. This also opens up the question about state-funded sex reassignment surgery. So once you are committed of a crime, a felony, and you're in prison, is this the time for the state of California taxpayers to fund your reassignment surgery? According to this bill, it is. Some of those procedures can cost up to $100,000.
That
is already happening. I don't know. It's just hard for me to imagine El Chapo, who doesn't want to go to Rikers Island, right? He doesn't want to, or wherever he's going, not Rikers. He's in, that's Paul Manafort. He's in his private jail cell now, and he wants to have earplugs, and he wants to go out in the yard. What if he, under this law, said, you know what? I'm done with this men's prison. I'm done with this solitary. I'm identifying as La Chapa, and I want to go out and be assigned to a women's prison. Do we let some of the worst, most violent criminals out there into a women's prison or vice versa?
La Chapa!
Just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yay! Let's hear it for La Chapa. I can see that happening. All right, you want something else that's kind of crazy from your state of California, Jen?
Sure, there's lots.
City of Oakland becomes the second city in the United States to decriminalize magic mushrooms. The Oakland City Council unanimously approved a resolution that decriminalizes the adult use and possession of psychoactive plants and fungi.
Truly, you have to be on mushrooms to want to live in Oakland anyway, so that might be part of the reason why they did it.
The decision was met with cheers and applause from the people who showed up to the city council meeting to voice their support. These entheogenic plants, is that how you pronounce that, Victoria? Entheogenic?
You're asking the wrong person, but maybe.
yeah. Anyway, magic maybe. Mushrooms, peyote, that kind of stuff. There's a chemical in them that can cause hallucination, panic attack, psychosis. But preliminary studies have shown that this mushroom has the potential to be a revolutionary treatment for depression, as well as tobacco addiction and alcohol.
Well, if you don't know what plane you're on, I guess, you know, how can you be depressed right. if you don't even know where you are?
Magic.
Right? I mean, if you're what?
No, oh, come on. No,
I don't
no,
know
please.
Another. No, never mind. I'll tell you during break. I don't want to say on the air.
Well, really? All right, well, before we take a break, there's other mushroom news, ladies. Shall we do that now, the other mushroom news, or do you want to wait for a minute or two?
So what other mushroom
eats
or
no, this is something that eats. This is a mushroom that eats plastic. This is another great reason to really hate, and I don't like that word. How about really strongly dislike Big Pharma? Remember George Carlin with his famous Saving the Planet stand-up comedy act? Ever? I can't.
I don't know that I heard
use
that. No.
Some of the words that were in it. But basically, it takes the urine out of political environmentalists. This was well before his time. He did a comic. He did a stand-up routine about plastic and what was happening in our world to this planet. One of the things in the stand-up routine that you can hear recorded, because he did all of his these routines are all recorded. He said, "The Earth doesn't share our prejudice toward plastic." Plastic comes out of the earth. The earth probably sees plastic as just another one of its children. Could be the only reason the earth allowed us to be spawned from it in the first place. It wanted plastic for itself. Obviously pretty absurd. But students at Yale University have found a rare species of mushrooms from the rainforest that are capable of sustaining itself on plastic, mushrooms that eat plastic. It consumes polyurethane, which is the key ingredient in plastic, actually converts it to organic matter. This is something that's been studied since 2012. Anybody ever hear of this before today? And
no.
Any place else other than here?
Nope.
No.
No.
You're not going to hear about this anywhere else. This Cucamonga host always looks around for things. Remember, I was the one who was talking about that Pfizer drug that could prevent Alzheimer's. I'm not doing, oh, Doug, he's a great guy. But I'm telling you, this stuff is there, but they're mainstream. I did a panel at the Talkers Convention. Michael Harrison, my pal, knew how I was with the news media. And basically, I spent all my time talking about the things that most people don't know anything about because the news media chooses not to cover these stories because there's too much money from advertisers that would be affected if they wrote negative stories about what these advertisers are doing, to wit, Pfizer. And now along comes this microspora mushroom that eats plastic. That nobody wants to, the plastic manufacturers don't want you to know about this because they want you to use a lot of plastic. Enormous potential for feeding on and cleaning up the landfills. Big business in and of itself. This would be something you'd be all over, Victoria.
It's pretty interesting. Does this mean you have to plant mushrooms in landfills in order to have
it? Yeah, you could put them anywhere. The mushroom lives without oxygen, and that's one of the reasons that it could be used well in landfills. You know that the landfills that have been filled up with all kinds of things. There was somebody who dug at Worcester, Massachusetts, has a huge landfill. And they dug down last year in the landfill. They went down 25 feet and found mushrooms. I'm sorry, they found hot dogs that were the same state as they were when they put them in the ground.
Ugh.
Hot dogs. Right? So, anyway, yeah, it really pretty gross. But, yeah, the mushrooms could clean up. There are all kinds of benefits from this. The first work was done in London on this. The report's called The State of the World's Fungi. And this is one of the reports in there about a mushroom that eats plastic. And I guarantee you're not going to hear Sean Hannity talking about this afternoon. It's 18 after the hour here on the DJV program. Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief. Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bones fan, have been since I was a jock in the 60s and the 70s. Mick is in the focus now because of his surgery, and apparently he was interviewed, said, "I'm feeling pretty good," which is terrible English, because if he was really on the Queen's English, it would be, "I'm feeling pretty well." His recent heart surgery caused him to reschedule the Stones' upcoming North American No Filter summer tour. However, he said it's been business as usual since his operation. Quote, been rehearsing a lot lately, the last few... What are they rehearsing? Wait a minute. Are you kidding? The Rolling Stones rehearsing? Who thinks that is anything serious? Why in the world?
I think it's totally serious, because if you read the next line, he says it's because they're trying to do songs that they haven't done in 30 years.
Yeah.
That's why they're rehearsing.
Well, but still... there's not a lot.
Every band has to rehearse. I don't know why that's surprising.
Because I've known some bands that don't do any rehearsing. They just go up there, and Bruce Springsteen never rehearses. He just goes up. They don't even know what they're going to play when he goes up on. He just looks at them and says, "Okay, this is what we're doing next." And sometimes he doesn't even tell them that. He just hits a chord on his guitar, and they know what he's gonna sing. So it's not completely unusual. But I'm just surprised, because the Stones make it look so easy. It just seems like they've been through all those songs for so many years. He says we're going to come up with some surprises, though. Mick says we're trying to pick some songs we haven't done, stuff we haven't done before. Most of the time, people don't want too much unusual. No, they want to hear the hits, Mick. People like a bit, little bit unusual. He added that Memory Motel is one of the rarities the band rehearsed a couple of days ago. He says the favorite ones people like to hear are Painted Black, Honky Tonk Women, Satisfaction. Yeah, I think that's true. We sometimes drop one or two, but maybe 10 favorites. I don't know how people would feel if you didn't do any of them. I think people would be PO'd if you didn't do them. He said, that's a bit unfortunate. He said that people might say, "I came to hear this and I didn't hear it." Anyway, the Stones kick off their tour June 21st in Chicago. So when is that? That's week from this Friday, right? There it is. Satisfaction. Best intro to any rock record ever recorded. You want to start at the beginning again?
Nope.
I'll say nothing. You don't want to start at the beginning again?
Every single time we play this song.
I know
song.
I do, because I love
it. Everyone has heard the beginning of this song.
Love, oh, my God. Everyone's so sick of this song.
Love. I love that song. I love the intro.
It's so funny how it's like you're different than every other radio host, but in some ways you're so predictable. You have the same response to the song every single time.
I love it.
Painted Black is way better. Even Memory Motel, that's cool that they're going to bring that back.
All right. To each his own. Well, let's go back to that era again for another story. As long as I'm not going to be able to hear my favorite rock introduction, I'm going to go on to Woodstock 50. Why we're still talking about this. Another hurdle. 2 months ahead of the planned August event at Watkins Glen International, the racetrack. Venue pulled out of its contract, so no more Watkins Glen. They terminated their site, a license for Woodstock, pursuant to the provisions of the contract. See you later, alligator. WGL will be hosting the Woodstock 50 Festival. So how many of the last couple of months the festival has faced all kinds of unexpected obstacles? A week after tickets were supposed to go on sale, the financier pulled its funding, and then shortly after that, festival's producer canceled his contract with Woodstock 50.
They have a new financial backer, though. That's the only thing that's literally keeping this thing afloat at this point. But they now need to find a new venue.
This is a big group. The Killers, Miley Cyrus, Santana, John Fogerty, Dead & Company, Chance the Rapper, Jay-Z, Imagine Dragons, Halsey, supposed to be there. I think it would be good if it took place, frankly. That's the story up to date on Woodstock at 28 after the hour. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, NuGenix, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New Yorkers remain shaken after yesterday's crash of a helicopter onto the roof of a building on 7th Avenue in Midtown Manhattan. The pilot killed. The weather rainy and overcast at the time. President Trump says,
we have a lot of our great folks over there working very closely with New York City, New York State. It's a big tragedy that will be a report a little while as to what happened.
The FAA and NTSB looking also into why the pilot was flying in restricted airspace, as aircraft are not allowed within a one-mile radius of Trump Tower, just a few blocks from the crash site. At least four U.S. embassies around the world had requested to fly the rainbow flag in honor of LGBT Pride Month, but that's rejected by the State Department, Vice President Mike Pence saying he supports the decision as the American flag should be the only one flying at our embassies. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
That's how people describe the DJV program. Tuesday, June the 11th, three voices, three views, three times the fun. Not always fun. We're serious sometimes, silly other times, like we all are in our real lives. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. I was talking about the plastic eaten up by the mushrooms. We like this idea. Microspora, the mushroom that eats plastic. Okay, so in more plastic news, Victoria.
Mm-hmm. I have a plastic story, too, so go ahead.
What? About what's going on in Canada?
No. What is going on with that? Did they ever
Prime
get rid
Minister,
of their garbage?
Yeah, well, Justin Trudeau announced yesterday the country is going to ban all single-use plastics starting
Excellent.
Next year.
Love it.
California has done that. Hawaii has done that. New York is doing it. And I think Massachusetts is going to do it. I think and it's not about progressivism. I think that's another one of these terms that's overused or not properly used anymore. I consider myself to be a progressive, and that doesn't necessarily go hand in hand with liberal, whatever it is that you think liberal means. I just think that progressive thinking is practical thinking. I remember how much I like Seattle, and people asked me why I like Seattle, and I said, because I think they're progressive. Their thinking is progressive. And that isn't a political statement at all, although it's taken to be. I'm criticized sometimes because people don't know what my political stripes are, and that's probably a good thing. I think there ought to be some mystery to that, frankly. A little more mystery, although this is not the day and age in talk radio where you're not to be well-defined. People think they need to have people on the air who are well-defined.
The whole thing is silly, because isn't progressivism, to me, it's just coming up with new solutions to problems.
Exactly. Thank you.
But obviously,
exactly.
We have a lot of problems, and plastic is a big one, and this is like an innovative new way of dealing with it.
Yep, that's it. So that means plastic bags, plates, straws, stir sticks, any cutlery that really, I mean, think about it for a while. The takeout, I have it on my farm. Now I'm trying to find something else to use. We've eliminated styrofoam, going to all paper cups, but the plastic spoons and stuff, those are hard to find a way around. They're made. Some are made out of wood, but I know that some, there was a farm...
Some are plant-based. Some are
made
of...
Yeah, you can get those,
Yeah, and they feel just like plastic.
Yes.
But they're actually, they decompose, and they're just made from plant cellulose.
Maybe I show my age with this. The Dixie cups. How many people remember Dixie cups? That probably excludes the two of you.
Those are the... Well, isn't that a brand?
Dixie cups?
Dixie
cups?
Well,
it's an ice cream that came with a wooden spoon. You got the ice cream... And then they would give you a wooden spoon.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah. Okay,
right. Well, a few years ago, and I don't know, I say a few because I don't recall exactly when this happened, but I know it was someplace around here that whether it was Dixie Cup or whoever it was that made that ice cream, got sued because some kid got a splinter in his tongue from the wooden spoon. So that's... That pretty much eliminated. That's where the plastic came. But plastic is horrible, as we all know. Anyway, so the Prime Minister there announced the country will ban single-use plastics. And so that's the end. He was at a some kind of nature preserve. The stuff is everywhere.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, when you get takeout, this is something that we've kind of, in our group, we've talked about recently. When you get takeout, you go to the restaurant, you pick up the food, and you're taking it home where you live with silverware. But yet they give you all these single-use plastics. You know, so my sister-in-law and I have trained my brother and my husband to open the bag before they leave the restaurant and say, here, I don't need these.
Yeah.
And the same goes with all those ketchup packets.
Straws,
they just end up floating around in the waterways and in landfills. There's nothing you can do with them. Ketchup packets are like the worst.
Awful. Relish, mustard, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody brings me a plastic, they're all plastic now. There are very few paper straws around. They bring them to me if I order a drink. Like I had lemonade the other day. Where the heck was I? I stopped somewhere and gotten a lemonade. And gave me the plastic straw. I said, no, please take it back. And the woman looked at me, what? You don't, as if to say, well, how are you going to drink it?
I know, right?
Watch. Take the top off, and I'm putting the cup to my lips, and I'm drinking it. That's how I drink it. I don't need plastic straws, other than Miles putting it in his milk. That's about the only use I see practically for straws, because you pour the glass of milk, he'll take it and he'll spill half of it. Enthusiastically, he'll spill half of it on his shirt. So,
well, he's
anyway,
also poor, so he's allowed to have a sippy cup. And I'm sure your daughter makes sure that it's, you know,
The sippy cup doesn't have
cup
a plastic. Exactly. Right. Yeah. It's not. Green. He has a green one and a pink one. And he has to decide which one he wants to use. All right, Victoria, what do you have from the plastic world?
Well, this is actually kind of a really cool story, and it comes from an unexpected place. So we will travel now to Vietnam, which ranks number 4 in the world for the most amount of plastic waste dumped into the ocean every year. Vietnam, not a huge country, not a huge country, but ranks number 4 for the amount of plastic waste that gets dumped into the ocean. So what they're doing is they've taken a page from Thailand, and they're experimenting with eliminating plastics from their grocery stores. And what they're doing, instead of having plastic bags or plastic packaging, they are wrapping all of the fruits and produce in banana leaves, which are the big, beautiful green, you know, leaves that grow everywhere, in, especially in Southeast Asia. And so they're pesticide free, and so they are experimenting with having all of this packaging. You can see a bunch of bananas, instead of being wrapped with plastic, it has a big banana leaf around it. The lettuce, instead of having to take, you know, those green plastic bags that you get at the supermarket, which and are totally not recyclable, instead of using one of those, they have the banana leaf that has encompasses all of your produce, and that's how you can carry it away. And it's actually working on a psychological level, because in the first several grocery stores who have started doing this experiment, people say that it's kind of interesting. The unexpected side effect of this is that people are buying more produce because it's packaged so beautifully that they're saying that it makes them want to buy larger quantities, because imagine a head of lettuce that's, or a big bunch of spinach that's wrapped in a beautiful green banana leaf. And so people are saying that, you know, this is actually even making me want to buy more produce. The other thing that they're doing, they're also offering biodegradable bags made with corn powder. So instead of giving you a plastic bag to take home, they're experimenting with these biodegradable bags that still feel like plastic, but they're made from corn, and then it'll disintegrate on its own. So this is kind of cool that it seems to be working so far, and using the leaves as packaging, the pictures are just gorgeous. It makes you want to take home everything. It really, it's really interesting. So maybe we can start taking some cues from them.
All right, here's another one that goes with that. That's all kind of wrapped together as food news. The way my daughter has, you were just talking about Miles, my daughter has done a great job of teaching Miles the value of eating veggies. Doesn't always like it. He used to until he started going to school. And, of course, the other kids say, why are you eating that? That's child. So he's not eating broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cauliflower and things that he has grown up on. So I saw this and I thought, well, Megan probably won't go for this, but I bet some mothers will. It's not a bad idea, trying to sneak greens into food. I know sometimes I'm sitting at the dinner table with Miles, you have to bribe him a little. So you got him to eat the stuff. Kraft has a new salad dressing that's called salad frosting. They're taking ranch dressing and disguising it in a frosting container. So it looks like if you see it, it's called Kraft Salad Frosting. Ranch dressing is the most popular dressing. Children will eat anything with frosting on it, so the folks at Kraft think. So what they've done is they've packaged, you know how those little pouches that have the squeezable what's-its that the kids have? I know Miles has had those sort of it's almost like a smoothie in a pouch.
Also non-recyclable packaging.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely non-recyclable.
You see many kids with those squeezable pouches.
It looks just like Pillsbury's creamy supreme vanilla frosting. If you look at it,
how stupid do they think kids are? Yeah. Oh wow, that looks like cake frosting until you taste it, and then you know it's ranch dressing.
Oh my God! That boy, that's the point. I think that's actually the point that I was making, and you brought it.
Yeah. So they take one bite, and then the mom has to throw out the whole container because the kid doesn't want to eat it because it's not frosting.
Right. Exactly. Jamba Juice, the quick service chain primarily known for the smoothies, created a new look, new menu items, a new name. So Jamba Juice, no longer called Jamba Juice. Now it's just called Jamba. Nickname that apparently was coined by regular patrons over the past 30 years, Jamba. This week they started rolling out an expanded menu, adding bowls and fun size on-the-go bites of food to their repertoire of smoothies, breakfast sandwiches, oatmeal, that kind of stuff. So you can now buy trendy ingredients like the vanilla blue sky smoothie and a bowl that goes with it to have an Instagram-worthy blue color. They use powdered spirulina, which is the algae that comes from seaweed. You know that, right? It has lots of vitamins and minerals in it. I'm just trying to think of how I get Miles to try this. I'm gonna, Sunday afternoon, Miles and I are going to spend the afternoon together. And I always come up with things for him to do that he hasn't done before. So I think we'll go find a jamba somewhere around the west side and see what he thinks of this. What is that an idea, you think? It's all
try
over
it,
the place.
Yeah.
Jamba comes from California. They started up in San Luis Obispo. But they've become like Starbucks in a manner of speaking. They have a smartphone app. You can order ahead for quick pickup. Who's that busy? Although I have to admit, that sounds a little, for me, it's a little hypocritical because I don't want to wait for anything. I go into a place, so the other night I stopped when we were coming back from the western part of the state because it was too late for me to cook and I wanted a fish sandwich. And so I said to the lady, without the bread. Now, that was another thing. You can't order a sandwich without the bread. What do you mean? I said, give me a couple of leaves of lettuce. That's how I want to eat the fish. Oh, huh? And she couldn't figure it out.
I'm so curious how you ask these questions.
Yeah,
because I feel like in many restaurants, that's a very normal thing. I mean, I was just talking to Victoria earlier about the keto diet, and that's, you know, one of the things they recommend. And a lot of people eat burgers with lettuce, or I made tacos with lettuce wraps last night. So I'm just always curious, because you always get these, like, responses from people where they have no idea what you're talking about, or they're, like, incredulous and angry.
Something. So, yeah.
Would you like, okay, all right, calm down.
It must be
make a suggestion, then. What's the suggestion?
Well, say when
I don't want a bun.
Yeah.
I don't want a bun.
Say, can I have lettuce instead? Or, I'm sorry, I'm not eating bread. Can I have lettuce? Or just say you're gluten-free. Or when someone hands you a straw, say, no thanks, I don't need that today. Not, I don't want a straw, plastic is killing the earth, blah, 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 you know? Like, even if it is. People don't take well to that response, necessarily. Just, you know, ease them into it a little bit.
You sound just like my children. Exactly. You could be my child in another life.
Maybe we're all on to something. Have you listened to your children when they've said those things?
I listen to my children all the time, like I listen to you all the time, and Victoria most of the time. But I think I listen
most
to you.
Most of the time. Great.
Right. Mm-hmm. I listen to you, Kara, for whatever the reason,
You listen. Do you take them? Do you actually follow through with what they say?
No, I didn't say that.
Right.
I just said I listen. I listen to you. All right. Okay. So that herein endeth the morning lesson. Let's see if we can get your teeth whiter and brighter. Average of 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes using power swabs. If you keep using it, 6 shades in just a week. Lifting off the stains from your teeth, your caps. It doesn't get into the enamel and ruin the enamel. It takes the stains out of the enamel with this all-natural way. This is very clever. This guy, Dr. Martin Ginninger, is a genius. He figured out, as a dentist, that this was the way to make your teeth whiter and brighter without making more work for him. That is, when you take the enamel away, it sort of messes up your teeth, the protective coating on your teeth, and they rot, and you get cavities, and you don't want that. So, use the only product that whitens your teeth that doesn't do that, all-natural power swabs. Get them at half price at 800-208-1797. That's the DJV line, 800-208-1797. Whiten your teeth. It's much cheaper than having the dentist do it, of course. No annoying strips or trays. Call 800-208-1797. The only way to order at half-price power swabs, 800-208-1797.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ghostbusters! Alright. Chuck Curry is sleeping in today. So that leaves the three of us, Victoria, Kara, and Dougster, to do movie news. So we've discovered that there's yet another Ghostbusters that's been planned with the original cast, which makes nothing but sense. And I never, well, there have been two. There was a sequel, and then there was the Ladies Ghostbusters that was a big flop. And now bring back the... I don't understand. I never understand. When they do a remake or they update it, why many times producers decide not to bring back the original characters. For me, if I wanted to see, for example, the new Ghostbusters, I wouldn't go see it if it didn't have some of the old characters in it playing some of those familiar roles.
Remember. I think it had a cameo from Bill Murray, but he wasn't playing.
Yeah, the second one. Right.
Yeah, in the new one with all the girls. But he wasn't even playing his same character. So it was just Bill Murray in the movie, which doesn't make any sense at all why he wouldn't still be. But the new news, the new Ghostbusters news, is pretty cool. Sigourney Weaver gave an interview with Parade magazine and said that she is going to reunite with Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd in Jason Reitman's new Ghostbusters movie, which will be out in July of 2020. She said it's going to be crazy working with the guys again, but she's very excited. And so Jason Reitman, who is the son of Ivan Reitman, Ivan Reitman directed the original 1984 Ghostbusters as well as the second one. And he said, Jason said, I always thought of myself as the first Ghostbusters fan when I was a 6-year-old visiting the set. And he said, I wanted to make a movie for all of the real Ghostbusters fans. This is the next chapter in the original franchise. It's not a reboot. What happened in the 80s and what happened in the 80s happened, and we're carrying that story forward. I think that is a brilliant idea. It worked so well with Halloween. We were just talking about that the other day. Jamie Lee Curtis came back, and they picked up.
It's a big franchise. guys now.
Huge.
It doesn't have to be all horror either.
No.
It can have an actual story to it besides sawing everybody up with a chainsaw.
Well, right.
Whatever the hell they do in those movies.
Yeah, and right. And so I think to have everybody back, I'm also assuming that Ernie Hudson will probably also be in this as well.
Great.
He's still very active.
Yeah, he
and,
is.
And so it's
everybody
cool.
Everybody recognizes
pick,
him.
Oh, yeah, and he's actually going back to Grace and Frankie because he and Lily Tomlin played a couple, and then they broke up, and they've tried to pair her with other people in subsequent seasons, and it just hasn't worked, so they're going to bring Ernie Hudson back. They're so amazing together. They're great.
Yeah.
So he's definitely around everywhere, so I'm sure
and I hear, just as a, because of my son being friends with Jonathan Tucker, I've become friends with him. He's the bad guy in this new Showtime TV show, City on a Hill. He loves to play bad guys. I mean, he loves to play. And he apparently has been talked about playing the bad guy. How bad can the bad guy be, though, in Ghostbusters? Right? I mean, really?
I mean, it was never anything that's a serious threat. You know,
no,
it was just really fun.
Right.
Of course, what we'll be missing, though, is Harold Ramis. He was one of the original writers. Yeah, he died. How long ago now?
Drug problem he had, didn't he?
No.
Wasn't
he? Oh. Not everyone has a drug problem and dies. He had something else wrong. He had
my mistake.
Or something, I forget.
I confused him with the guy that was on with City Heat, whatever it was, that was with Carol O'Connor. Who was that guy? He had a similar name.
I don't know.
Anyway, okay. We all know about Tom Cruise being a big actor, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all know about Justin Bieber, the worm, being a big popular singer, right?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a story floating around that for some unknown reason, Justin Bieber has publicly challenged Tom Cruise to go into the MMA or whatever they call it, the martial arts, mixed martial arts, into a cage. He wants to fight. Justin Bieber wants to fight Tom Cruise in an ultimate fighting championship. And he's hired Dana White, who is the big-time bopper there, be the referee.
This is the most bizarre story that I've ever seen. And I think Conor McGregor, of course, chimed in, who's, you know, the huge MMA star from Ireland, who, like, hopped on Twitter and also, I think, agreed to pay some fine or agreed to pay something so Tom Cruise would hop in the ring. Have either of them ever been in a real fight, do you think?
Here's the post. Bieber says, Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you'll never live it down.
I thought Justin Bieber was becoming more normal after getting married, but he's a
little worm.
He's a bizarre character.
He really is. So, meantime, Tom Cruise probably laughing. He might do it just for the heck of it. Who knows? He's pretty good about having fun. So you go in there and whip the hell out of him, but he wouldn't hurt him. He wouldn't. But it's the whole premise, as you said, knucklehead. It's 59 at the hour on the DJV.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.